95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast's home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This Gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Hey, you guys, I'm Jessie Page.
And I'm Sherry Moe.
And this is Gorilla Girls Night.
Woo, it's a Friday.
I know. I'm glad to be back. We're having a good time. How are you doing this week?
Making it, girlfriend.
Okay.
We're dealing with all kinds of super fun sicknesses with the kids and all, but you know what? It's okay. I've had them sitting in the sun just marinating every evening.
They're getting the vitamins. Vitamin D.
Got to.
Yeah, 100%.
Got to. How about you?
I'm doing good. We're doing a little check-in right now. I'm doing all right, though.
Yeah?
I'm reading the book. I'm on the last book of my series right now.
What series?
I sound like a nerd. Throw in a glass.
Oh.
All my Sarah J. Maas girls out there, unite. I'm at the last book, and do not tell me what happens.
Oh, my gosh. I checked out the Akatar or whatever. I checked it out
like
a month ago and ended up returning it. I only made it through page one and got myself intimidated.
That is the... We're going to talk about it because we have time. But that is probably the hardest book. Once you get to the middle, you're fine. That took me so long to start reading, and I literally just gave it to my friend. She goes, it's the first book of that, and the first book of Throne of Glass. It's so hard, but once you're in it, once
then
you get to the
end
of that book, you're done.
Like, I am trying so hard to get into the fantasy reading and all of that, but there, I don't know.
I'm not into the fairies, but I'm into this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you guys, we'll be back. We got a fun show for you tonight. We're going to get a little deep, but of course... super transparent.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we'll see you back up next.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's Girls Night. Sherry Moe and Miss Jessie Page checking in.
Hi, we're doing it.
We are. What is on the agenda for this evening?
So I really kind of want to jump into this next topic because I feel like it's not talked about enough.
Okay.
Breakups are hard. Breakups suck.
Yep.
And you go out with your girls and you go out with your guys and you get over it really quickly, but you really don't. And we're not honest enough about that.
Okay.
I feel like it's really hard to start over after a breakup. Like, I know this one person right now. I'm not going to say their name because they're probably going to kill me that I'm even saying this on the radio. But they moved somewhere with their partner.
Okay.
And like they were dating for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Really hard time.
Locked in.
Yeah. Like super, like we thought they were going to get married.
Yeah.
Everything else like that. One day they moved from their hometown to this, they moved to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And they got an apartment together. Actually, they got a house.
Ooh.
Broke up.
Super locked.
Ooh. Yes. So he is now living in an apartment. She's living in the house. And it's really hard. And he was just telling me the other day, he was like, I've had to relearn like what my favorite color was. I had to relearn what kind of food I liked. And I can't go here because, you know, we went there together all the time. And it's so hard. That I feel like not enough people talk about it. Like, have you ever been to like a really hard breakup? I know you and your husband been together for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, you're allowed to sit on the couch.
You are. You're allowed to feel all the things.
Yeah.
But it's also, it's a very hard step once you become adults and start getting houses, apartments, mm-hmm. dogs, children, all of that. It becomes so hard to separate a life almost.
100%.
But yes, shockingly enough, we were watching Temptation Island this week.
Okay.
And it's the new season. And one of the couples on there have been together 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And then you can tell the whole season, they're just trying to hurt each other. You know what I mean? Whatever. But that's a thing that you can tell they were thinking about the whole time. They're like, what the heck are we going to do? Like, this has been our life for 5 years.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. I bet we've got a few tips and tricks.
100%.
Coming up.
Hey guys, what's up? It is Gorilla Girls Night. Sherry's here.
Yes, and Miss Jessie Page.
Yes, and we are kind of jumping in. We're deep diving. I know this person. I was just telling Sherry that I know this person. They've been together for, or this couple, they've been together for 5 years, and they moved somewhere away from their hometown, and they broke up, and it's really hard. They got a house together and everything. It was really, really hard. It's hard for both of them, I'm sure, but I've just recently talked to him, and he is going through it.
Yeah. Starting over after a breakup is always so hard,
yeah.
but my main suggestion is to first kind of just... start back from the beginning. Yeah. Find what makes you happy again, what brings you joy.
100%.
And a lot of the time, unless it's just an absolutely out of the blue breakup, these people probably weren't that happy recently. And sometimes it's a really big just relief.
It never comes out of the blue.
No,
it doesn't. People say that and I'm like, look, okay, either one side was doing something on the side or one other person was thinking about this 2 months beforehand, or they were already hurt in the relationship, so it happened.
Yeah, emotionally checked out all of that.
Yeah.
Like, my high school boyfriend and I, we were together 5 years. Mm-hmm. We got engaged, and then, like, a month later is when we split. And I remember the first night, I thought, I was like, this is it. I'm just going to die. I'm so
literally
sad. I cried and cried, and then the next morning, I woke up, and I said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's been 5 years.
Yeah.
We've been doing this back and forth situation. I don't want to feel like this anymore. I'm not going to feel like this
like
anymore.
Like, you knew it was...
Yeah, it was like the book just closed right then. So it's very different, but I truly do think that the most important thing is, one, kind of re-feeling out who you are as a person, and then surrounding yourself with things and people that bring you joy.
100%. Like, I went through a really tough breakup. I won't get too much, because I've talked about it before.
Yeah.
But I, like, didn't know what I liked to eat anymore. I didn't, I cried when I would go past the places we went to together, and I had to literally just do things I've never done before. I forced myself to go sit down at the coffee shop by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had to force myself to go to the bar and sit at the bar, and of course, I'll not have many drinks, but like, to socialize with people, I had to force myself to do that, and it's probably one of the best. I took myself to the movies.
Yeah.
One of the best things I could have ever done, and, I think we have some more stuff to talk about this up
Absolutely.
Next.
Yeah, cool. Up next.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the banana bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the banana bank?
What are you doing?
This is Allison. I'm ready.
Allison, here's the deal. I have $5,000 in the bonus round this morning. First price, Allison, is $100.
I think it's going to go up.
Yes, we're up to $150. 150 is the new price.
I'm going to say up. I'm going to go for it.
We're going to go for it. Allison says up. Are we going up? Yes, we're up to $200, Woo! Allison. $200.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to just say up. We're going to go for it. Like, might as well.
Where's it going? Yes, we're up to $225. 225. Congratulations. You can win the money.
Nice. Yeah.
Or you can play for $5,000.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's Friday. I'm ready to risk it. Let's go. 5,
are you 000. For real? Are we doing this?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's do it.
If you are right, we're going to hand you
$5,000. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
All right. The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, the movie, won how many Oscars? 5, 4, 3.
I'm going to go with
2.
11.
11 Oscars. All right, Allison. It didn't win 10 and it didn't win 12. It won 11 and you just won $5,000. You just did it. You just won $5,000 for 95.3 Gorilla.
Oh my God. I don't even know what to think right now. I am so excited.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's girls' night.
Hi.
We're kind of deep in it right now.
I know. We're in the
mud. We're in the mud. We're talking about starting over after a breakup.
Yes.
And I typically think we're talking here about more long-term relationships where the lives have just been interconnected at this point.
Yes.
Another suggestion that I have in general, I'm obviously not going through a breakup at the moment, but I suffer with depression.
Yeah.
And I have learned, especially when I'm just really down and just in it and the world feels like it's crumbling, surrounding yourself with someone, your friends who are just very positive.
That's good.
Let them yank you right out of the slump if you need to. I don't think when it comes to relationships, you do not need to jump back on the horse immediately.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Don't go out rebounding.
I'll tell you right now, and look, I don't even care if I say this on the radio. After my big breakup back in 2021, I literally, like you said earlier, I thought I was going to die. Like, I literally, and I'm saying, it sounds dramatic, but when you're in that thick of it,
it's the end of the world.
It was literally, I ended up getting actually heart disease. Broken heart syndrome. Like, I had to go to the doctor, and I still have to deal with that to this day.
Wow.
Because of what I put myself through, and I did that to myself. I'm not going to be honest with you. But people don't talk about it enough.
Yeah.
People don't talk about it like you're in the middle of it, you're in the thick of it and all this stuff. But I will say, I messed around.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't like fully mess around, but I definitely dabbled and I threw up after.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I guess I threw up right after my breakup.
Like, oh, my gosh. I mean, more so, don't jump right back into a new relationship. I think that's where most people
not
go.
Not the bedroom.
If you've got to get under to get over, that's up to you.
I'm not judging you, babe, but it just did not work for me. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. Lean on your friends, your family, your whatever you've got, but lean on positive people that are going to help pull you up by the bootstraps and not let you just waste away and be sad.
Look, I mean, I'm not going to judge you for what you do. I literally only kissed somebody in a vomit.
Oh,
I
was just like, panic.
I was like, okay, all right, we got to go. Hey, you guys, what's up? It is Gorilla Girls Night. I'm Jessie Page and Sherry Mo. We're here.
We're here.
We're into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it. We've been talking about kind of starting over after a breakup. But you know, especially for me, something that has hurt me equally as bad as relationship breakups, friendship breakups.
That is sometimes worse.
It is.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Worse. Yeah.
I vividly remember when I was pregnant with my second, I had made this friend. She and I had gotten so close. Our daughters were close. And she was one of the first people I told I was pregnant. And I just thought this was like one of my soul sisters that I've been looking for forever. You know what I mean?
100%.
A few months into my pregnancy, I ended up seeing some messages that she had been sending with a friend, another friend. And was talking about how I am just immature, how I needed to quit acting like I was so sick all the time. Well, meanwhile, I was pregnant and going through it. Talking about how she doesn't know how my husband puts up with me, like sleeping so much while I was going through it and all that. Just these horrible things.
And to your face, she was like...
And when I confronted her, she was like... Well, why did you look at my messages?
Oh, my
And I was
gosh.
Like, girlfriend, this is a completely... I did not go through her phone, mind you. Okay. We had a shared iPad, and they popped up on there.
But still.
Like, yeah, it was just horrible. It broke my heart. I remember telling her, like, later on, I said, I feel insecure in our friendship now, and I'm good
That's
on that.
That's a mature way to say that.
Yeah.
But the thing, a lot of it is communication.
Yeah.
Like, and I promise you right now, like, I'm not going to say an experience I've had recently, but I will say, like, it usually has to do with somebody in the... No matter how old you are, you can be 50, 60, 70, 29, whatever you are, it's immaturity. It really just is. Like, if I come to Sherry and I'm like, Sherry, you know, what you said, like, hurt my feelings. And, you know, we've been friends for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I just don't really feel like that was right for you to say. She would, I feel like.
Yeah, we'd work it out.
Yeah, 100%. But, like, that's the thing. Some people are like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Like, what? That's so immature. But I think we should touch on this next. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, you guys, what's up? It is 95.3 Gorilla and Gorilla Girls Night.
Woo-hoo!
Sherry, we're just getting into all the stuff tonight.
Oh my gosh, might as well.
Yeah, we're talking about friend breakups, real breakups, dealing with it afterwards. But let's talk about the friend breakup thing, because sometimes that could hurt worse than a real breakup.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And is it worth it? Is it worth a friend breakup? Sherry, what you got for that?
You know, I think there's a lot of reasons why couples break up, but normally friend breakups just tend to be over some kind of misunderstanding.
Stupid. Yeah.
But we've had some people send in kind of stories of their friend breakups.
Yes.
And I just want to hit you. Let's do a yes or no on if you think this reason is worth a friend breakup. Okay. So one of our listeners just got a promotion. Her best friend works with her.
Oh.
And her best friend now doesn't want to be her friend anymore because she got the promotion instead.
No.
No. That's
absolutely
not worth.
Not.
It's not worth.
Absolutely not.
Oh, it's my not. God.
No. Or like, let's do this one. Let me read this one. If somebody goes to the store and buys something that's a lot more money than you have and you're mad at that person for having a lot more money, is that worth a friend breakup?
Absolutely not. That's a lot of jealousy. That's a lot of jealousy.
That's the stupidest thing. I mean, can you imagine, like, I would be supportive of you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, girl, go get that Gucci bag.
Get that bag,
girl. Is it
a
smart choice? None of my business, but go. It's really cute.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? That's just so stupid. Now, what's worth a friend breakup? If someone disrespects you?
Yeah.
100%. What else could I think of that is worth a friend breakup?
All of you people that have slept with your friends, parents, siblings, whatever, for revenge, that was worth the friend breakup.
Worth the friend breakup. Like, if I do something to piss you off and you go sleep with my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And we've been friends for 10 years. Goodbye.
But 10 years over.
You're out. And it's going to rip my heart apart, but it's just not worth that. So you guys, really think about before you do things, because something you do at 21 can definitely affect you at 30 and the people that you have in your life.
And just mind you that friendships really are invaluable, but they also do take work and effort and things like that, just like a real relationship. So
100%.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? Sherry Moe and Miss Jessie Page here with you.
Hey.
So we've been talking about all the things tonight. Friend breakups, real breakups, getting over a breakup, all that. But now let's switch it up a bit.
Okay.
So Jess and I have both explained before, we are horrible people pleasers.
I used to have the worst problem.
Oh my gosh. I constantly fear just of somebody not liking me or somebody or these things.
Yeah.
But when it comes to people pleasing, what are some things that I guess we can do to kind of draw a firm boundary?
Well, or I will say, just like, it sounds so cliche, but like talking about it is like the first step, but also maybe rehearse with yourself what you're going to say. I used to write out in my notes like, all right, this is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
What you're going to do at 7:30 is you're going to drive over to your mom's house, and then you're going to tell your mom, practice it in the mirror if you have to.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to talk about this, and actually like set your own boundaries. Like if she doesn't talk to me about this, mm-hmm. I'm leaving. I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
And that's really hard.
Yeah. It's really hard too, to learn that no is a full sentence.
Yeah.
That's what I've been struggling
that's
with
good.
A lot in life is just, I feel the need to explain myself, and then I worry that people are going to be upset with me and all of these things. And it's so hard as a people pleaser because it's like everybody else's opinions and emotions and everything are just so heavy.
Well,
but that's
an
empath thing too, I think.
Yes. And if you wouldn't accept advice from that person, and you don't like respect that person for what they're doing in their life, why do you care what they think about you? That's something that a lot of people don't understand, is that people are going to be mad whether you literally give the shirt off your back or you go over there to help them with their entire life. You give them all the money. You do all this. You do all that. Someone is going to be mad somewhere in the world. And people don't understand that you can do everything, but it's still not going to be enough for certain people.
Yeah. There's a cliche little quote that I love, and it says, you could be the juiciest peach in Georgia, but there's still going to be somebody that doesn't like peaches.
Ooh.
And that has been really helpful, honestly, with the people pleasing thing.
That was so good, Sherry.
Thank you. 95.3 Gorilla, it's girls' night.
Yes.
So we were chit-chatting a bit about people-pleasing.
Yes.
And now I feel like I'm kind of headed into this space, maybe as I'm about to turn 30.
Yeah.
It's kind of this headspace of, I'm no longer worrying about what people think. Let them think what they want to think. When I was younger, though, it would eat me alive.
Oh my gosh, I know. Like, give me, like, fight or flight.
Literally.
Like, for sure, yeah.
Like, mind you, I do still have the little bit of anxiousness when it comes to making sure that everybody around me is having a good time and stuff like that. But literally, I'm at the point now where I'm realizing, one, we're all kind of weird. We're all kind of weird and just a little different. Yeah. And so, for one, why do I care if some other weirdo thinks I'm a weirdo?
Yeah.
You feel me?
I just feel like, you know, if you're listening to this right now and you're rolling your eyes, because I know there are going to be people out there who are like, you got, it's easier said than done. And it is.
That's it is.
I'm literally agreeing with you. And you think that what we're saying is dumb, but I promise you, people we've been through this.
Yeah.
We've been through it. And it's like telling, my parents always used to say, believe me, when you're older, I promise you right now, some stuff my parents said, and I rolled my eyes and flipped them off and stuff like that. I was like, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm seeing it now, and I'm telling younger people.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like a grandma. I told this 23-year-old I hang out with, work with. I told her some advice, and she was like, okay. Like, you haven't been through that. Girl, yes, I have.
Girl, we've been through it.
And I'm trying to help you before you get yourself into a situation.
I'm telling you, especially if we've got some teenagers listening right now, please just do not let people's opinions weigh heavily on you.
Oh,
especially
my
gosh. People that, if you would not want to immediately switch lives with somebody, their opinion is irrelevant.
Instantly. And I promise you, you're going to change 10 times before you're done changing, and then you're still going to change when you're 50 and your likes and everything like that. You are in control of your own life, and you can only lead the horse to water.
Yeah.
You can't make them drink.
Yeah.
So just be you and be weird. We're weird.
Yeah. And just people think what they're going to think. Let them say what they're going to say, because at the end of the day, it doesn't make that big of a difference. Just make sure you got a good circle and
they don't pay your bills.
Yeah.
So,
period. Extra period. 95.3 Gorilla Girls Night.
Hey,
happening on a Friday. So if you're just tuning in, basically we have decided that we're all weird, that nobody's opinions matter. And a big thing right now is people's icks.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, I kind of give myself the ick sometimes.
Okay.
Me and my husband had this conversation the other day. He was like, is there anything that I do that gives you the ick? I was like, honestly, no, not really.
I'm glad he asked.
Yeah. But my own, like, I'm clumsy as hell.
Okay.
I will fall down in public and get so embarrassed.
I wonder why you have bruises and I'm not like trying.
Sincerely, always the bruises, man. I walk into everything. I hit walls. It's just, that gives myself the ick. What about you?
I have this thing where I like to hold concerts in my kitchen and procrastinate for about 45 minutes to literally just belt my guts out, like just sing.
That's not an ick. That's a jam.
But I literally videotaped myself the other day doing
Hannah Montana.
That sounds, people literally do a Hannah Montana song. And I looked back at it because I was like, oh, this could be like a cool TikTok.
Oh.
You should see me right now. I'm flipping my hair. But I watched it the other day and I was like, I'm going to throw up.
Oh my gosh. I tried recently. Have you seen the lights on? Lights off thing on TikTok where people are like grooving. Boy, I tried to film myself one of those the other day to give my own self a little thirst trap. Immediately humbled. Ick.
I'm like looking at myself in certain clothes, like I'll be like, oh, like she's 23. Like I'm in my 20s. I can still wear this.
And then you actually speak to someone 23 and you're like, I'm 50. I am 50.
They talked about it recently. The skippity toilet.
Oh my gosh.
The 6'7" thing. Saying this right now, I feel like my grandma did when she was alive. Like literally. She's like, what are you saying? Like that's a whole nother language. I don't get it.
I don't know. And I don't think this is necessarily an ick, but it's definitely something I'm catching on to. More and more each day, I hear my mother coming out of my mouth and I hear my husband's father coming out of his.
Oh God.
Like we always joke about my husband's dad. He's real country. We call him Pops. Mm-hmm. And Pops will be the type like, you want me to cook you a pork chop just at random times of the day. The other night, Tanner looks at me. He's like, you want pork chop? And I was like, all right, Pops.
Oh gosh.
All right, friends. It's that time. Gorilla Girls Night is coming to an end.
That's okay.
But we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we will. Unless we're canceled. And if you're we'll our boss and you're listening to us.
Later, girl.
We can talk later, for sure. All right, you guys got any advice?
Oh, gosh. I feel like we've given so much this evening.
You know what? You're right. We have. Take what we said and run with it and listen to this again if you have to on anywhere you listen to your podcast.
That's true. Shameless plug. But no, realistically, just a little piece of advice. Screw what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
You are your own person. Mm-hmm. If you're going through a breakup, you're going to survive it. The world is not going to end.
Yes.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Find some things that make you happy.
Mm-hmm. But if you are going through something, make sure you take care of your body.
Yep.
I did not, and I now have to go see a heart doctor. And I have broken heart syndrome. It's a real thing. I've been told the stress can affect you. So just make sure you take care of yourself for sure.
Good headspace.
Yes, 100%. Yep. Well, we love you guys. We mean it.
Yep.
We're going to go.
Hope you have a great weekend.
And we're going to go drink some water because our throats are dry.
Hydration is important. Cheers.